it is important for us to, you know, try and get a handle on the Boko issue as quickly as possible. I want to express my appreciation to the Otunfo for the role that he has played. We came into office and the previous governments informed me that they had asked Otunfo to mediate. And so when I met him, he confirmed that, yes, he had been asked to mediate in the conflict. And so we said, okay, we'll give opportunity for that mediation to take place. So we've been managing the crisis, I mean, sporadic killings here and there, waiting for the outcome of the mediation process. Happily, the Otunfo has signaled to me that on the 16th, he would come here to the presidency. I'll invite you, the National Peace Council. I invite the Executive Committee of the House of Chiefs and then other, you know, recognized bodies, religious leaders. And we will receive the mediation report together. And consequently, whatever actions need to be taken to implement the reports, we would all, you know exactly what we're going to do. And so we have to be prepared. We haven't had any direct confrontation from any of the violent extremists, but it's not a question of if, it's a question of when, because, I mean, we cannot say we are immune to what is happening there. And that's why we need to prepare our security services so that they can defend the country in case of any incursion. And so recently we've started the retooling of the security services. We acquired some armored vehicles for the police. We're doing same for the Air Force, and we're acquiring, I mean, different ordinances, you know, for our services so that in the event that anything happens, you know, we don't only give them the mandate, but we give them the capacity to be able to fulfill the mandate.